弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天来到的是上帝的面前，所以我们可以用诚实彼此相待。
Today we come before our God, so we can treat each other with honesty.
我要问你们一些问题。
May I ask you some questions?
如果你是男士，你是男的，请你举手一下。
If you are man, please raise your hand. Okay.
Thank you.
谢谢。
如果你是女士的话，请你举手一下。
If you are a lady, please raise your hand too.
所以诚实不是一个很困难的事情。
So it's not difficult to be an honest person, right?
那接下来我要问你一个问题，说你是在一个充满爱和幸福的家庭长大的，请你举手。
Let me ask you another question. If you grow up in a very loving family, please. If you're raised up in a loving family, please raise your hand.
Thank you.
谢谢。
第二个问题，你和你的配偶已经建立一个充满爱和幸福快乐的家庭，请你举手。
Another question, if you already set up a very happy Christian family with your partner, with your spouse, please raise your hand too.
好，谢谢。
Good. Okay.
第三个问题。
Another question is,
你希望你将来的跟你的配偶能够建立一个幸福充满爱的家庭的人，请你举起手来。
If you want to build up a happy family with your future spouse, if you have such a determination, please raise your hand. Oh, okay. You young people. Oh, okay.
我看着年轻人这个地方哈，好像还没有很多人举手。
Not too many raising hands from the young people area. Okay.
你也是有资格可以举手的。
You are qualified to raise your hands too.
因为你是与将来的配偶呢，要一起建立一个幸福、充满爱的家庭。
Because one day you're gonna set up your own loving, happy Christian family with your spouse.
最后一个问题。
The last question is.
你很愿意提供意见。给你的朋友，你所关心的人，关于能够帮助他们能够建立一个幸福美满充满爱的家庭，这样的人请你举手。
Are you willing to help your friend to set up a loving family? If you'd like to give them advice, would you please raise your hand?
Okay. 好像年轻人比较少哈。
Young people, not too many young people raise your hand.
我们接下来要来读圣经。
Now we're going to read Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis 1.
第二十六节到第三十一节。
Verse 26 to 31.
我们先从中文来念。
Let's start reading in Mandarin Chinese.
然后我们再用英文来念。
Then we read the English verses.
我们中文的话就是和合本在字幕上面，英文的话呢是 NIV。
We will read the Chinese in He He version and the English in NIV version.
我念一节，请各位念一节。
I'll read verse and then you follow me.
创世纪第一章第二十六节。
Verse 26.
我念完以后，我再念英文一次哈。所以你可以。
Okay. All right.
第二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。”使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。二十七节，请你们念。
我们要照着我们的形象，按照
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟。和地上各样行动的活物。
结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子，全赐给你们做食物。
至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟，并各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们做食物。事就这样成了。
甚好， 有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
Let's start with the English. I'll read verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that move on the ground.
Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be your food.
And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so.
God saw all of that he has made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
我们一起来祷告，盼望你自己向这位上帝来祈求，让他亲自来引导你，因为他写下这本圣经。
Let's all pray and let God, who is the author of the Bible, will lead you.
亲爱的天父，我们等候你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we wait upon you.
愿你把启示的灵赏给我们。
May you give us the revealing Holy Spirit.
对我的心说话。
And speak to our hearts.
让我认识你。
Let us know you.
我能跟随你。
And we'll follow you.
愿你赐福。
May you bless us.
愿你的同在成为我们最大的恩典。
May your blessings become our biggest blessing.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
这次的信息的题目呢，是恋爱、婚姻与家庭。
Today's our topic is love, marriage, and family.
家庭事实上在我们人的一生的里面呢，占了很大的部分。
Actually, family really occupies a very important portion in our lives.
有的时候，我想问年轻人说：“你为什么要恋爱啊？”
Sometimes I want to ask young people why you want to fall in love.
英文里面讲恋爱呢，是坠落下去了，堕落下去了。
In English, fall in love, fall.
你知道为什么你要？去恋爱吗？
You know why you want to fall in love?
甚至我要问你， 你知道你为什么要结婚吗？
Let me also ask you, do you know why you get married?
你为什么要有家庭呢？
Why you want to have family?
因为每个人都这样做啊。
Because everybody doing so.
所以我也应该这样做。
So I need to follow them too.
但是今天我们从另外一个角度，从圣经的角度，我们来理解为什么要恋爱，要婚姻。要有家庭。
Now today we're going to look at from the biblical aspect that why we should fall in love and we have marriage and we have life and we have family.
我们刚才所读的圣经里面，你尝试着去站在上帝的角度去想，上帝当时在讲的时候，他的心里面在想什么东西？
Let's try to imagine from godly point of view when he write these verses, what is his main point?
如果你觉得你知道的，请你举手一下。
If you know how God feels, would you please raise your hand?
Okay, James, you can tell me what is really in God's mind.
那我们请赵医生告诉我们一下，你觉得神在想什么
？Reproduce and populate the earth.
Okay, 要生养众多，遍满全地。
我如果说你可能并没有摸到上帝的心。
May I say you probably haven't touched God?
You have missed what the God said. Let's look it up to the verse 26 and 27. Again. 那我们来看看 26, 27.
Well, if we can just read our own Bible.
这两节圣经是神第一次 要说明他为人的家庭他的心意从这个地方做出发点的。
This is the first time God showed his intention that he's going to give us family. This is his starting point.
请你们看圣经。
Let's read our Bible.
你注意看二十六节和二十七节。
Let's see verse 26 and 27.
是哪一件事情让神反复在那里说的是什么事情？
There's one thing that God repeated.
Could you speak louder?Good. See, now James got the point.
Okay, 张弟兄找到了重点。
因为我们要读圣经的时候，我们是要去认识神，你要说的是什么，而不是说我想你要说什么。
When we read the Bible, we try to understand what God is trying to telling us, not what we want Him to tell us.
如果是很重要的事情的话，神不会只说一次而已。
If it's very important, God will not just say once.
在这里，神连续说了几次
well, ？How many times God repeated here?
说了三次。
He repeated three times.
我们的形象和样式。
It's our image, our likeness.
我们的形象和样式。
Our image and our likeness.
我们的形象和样式。
Our image and our likeness.
那就表示这是很重要的一件事情。
That means this is something very important.
那个时候人还没有出现。
Remember, man was did not appear that time.
家庭也还没有出现。
There was no family.
也就是在还没有出现的之前呢，神已经有一个很深处隐藏的一个心意在他的里面。
So that means before the family and man was created, God already have something in His mind hidden.
所以我们想来了解上帝隐藏在他心意里的一面是什么事情，就是上帝对家庭真正最起头的心意，就是我们的形象和样式。
So what's inside God's heart? That's His image and His likeness.
如果我身高不高，我希望我能够生一个儿子的话，我里面就开始会有一个心意。
If I'm not tall and I would like to have a son, and then there was something in my heart.
那我就希望我的孩子的身高呢，像姚明或者像 Shaq O'Neal.
Then I probably hope my son will grow like Yao Ming or Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal, okay. They know what I'm talking about. 那也就是说，神在还没有人、还没有家庭的时候呢？他的里面最大的满意的呢是谁呢
？So before God created man, what is his most satisfaction?
是什么
？What is that?
是他自己呀、啊。
It's himself.
因为没有比这个再好的。
Because nothing is better than that.
最好的，对不对
？The best.
所以你要知道 你的父母要生你之前呢，他们如果有一个心意的时候呢，他们真的是想一切最好的就发生在你的身上。
So you have to understand before you were born, your parents would like to have the best features in you. They give all the they want to have the highest expectation.
我们的上帝是对我们这样的看待。
So does our God has seen in our life.
他要照我们自己的形象来造人，来建立家庭。
He created us and in His own image, and also want to reveal that in our family.
这是何等荣耀的一件事情
！What a glory!
上帝的形象和样式。
That's God's image and likeness.
所以有很多的人建立了家庭以后，他们迷失了方向。
So a lot of people after they had set up their own family, they were lost.
他们以为我要让一个家庭幸福快乐的话，我就可以，我需要赚很多的钱。
They thought that if I make a lot of money, I can make my family really happy.
那我的家呢，就充满了幸福快乐。
And there were lots of blessing and happiness in my house.
所以有时候人这样往这个方向走了以后呢，他走到一个阶段的时候，他发现好像不太对。
So when people start working toward that direction, to a point, you will say it doesn't work.
因为我们失去了原来神设定家庭的真正在他心里面的心意，因为他希望他所建立的家庭是一个充满了神形象和样式的家庭。
Because we lost the very intention God created family. He wants us to have his own image and not likeness.
所以弟兄姐妹，你应当有一个很高的一个盼望。
So brother, sister, we should have a very highest hope.
我们的家可以建立充满了神形象和样式的家庭。
Our family could be full of God's image and likeness.
上帝有了这样的心意，来建立这样的家庭的时候呢，他要用什么样的方法呢，来完成他的心意，在这个家庭里面，他有一个原则。
God has his own principle to finish his intention and also how to reveal his image and likeness.
这个原则呢
？This principle is
就是赐福。
That is blessing.
你的家有没有真正的感受到上帝把福气赐下来了？
Have you really experienced that God has poured His blessing in your family?
这个福气呢，是从天而降的。
This blessing came from heaven.
从上面而下来的。
It comes from heaven.
不是我们自己去把它制造出来的。
It's not created by us.
我是一个水利工程师。
I'm a civil engineer.
Hydraulic engineer.
Hydraulic engineer.
我的工程的里面呢，有一个部分呢是需要设计水坝的。
One of my job descriptions, I have to design the water dam.
一个水坝呢，我可以设计的呢，它的品质非常的好。
I can design the water dam in a very good quality.
我可以把水坝的容量设计的非常的大。
I can design to the maximum capacity.
我可以把水坝设计的非常的坚固。
I can make it very solid.
不怕地震的。
Not afraid of earthquake.
但是如果缺少一件事情的时候，
But if there's one thing that is lack of,
这个水坝的用处就没有什么办法使用出来。
Then it's totally lose the purpose of this water dam.
那是什么事情呢？
What is that?
如果那边不想降下雨来的话，我的水坝再好也没有办法发生功用。
If there's no rain coming from heaven,My water dam cannot do anything, even if it's the best quality.
今天世上很多的人也是在建立着家庭，就像建水坝一样。
Today, a lot of family, they set up their family just like building up the best water dam.
他把家庭建立得很坚固。
They set up their family on a very solid foundation.
各样的条件尽量的满足。
They try to fulfill and satisfy all the conditions.
水坝建好了。
Yes, there's a good dam.
家庭建好了。
Yes, there is a family.
但是没有上帝的祝福。
But there's no blessing from God.
这个家庭是很枯干的。
This is a very dry family.
好像我们什么都有。
It seems like we have everything.
但是好像是缺少了一个不能 不有的东西。
But we're still in need of something that's so essential.
那就是上帝的福气。
That is God's blessing.
这是上帝要建立按照他形象和样式的家庭的原则，就是必须神一定要赐福下来给这个家庭。
So this is the principle to fulfill God's heart is he has to pour out his blessing in the family.
所以事实上，如果你是一个愿意跟随上帝的人，你可以有权利跟上帝说，你一定要赐福我的家庭。
So if you're really a person after God, you have the right to ask God to pour out His blessing in your family.
因为如果没有上帝你的赐福，我的家庭不可能表达上帝的形象和样式。
Because God, if you don't bless in my family, then my house, my family cannot reveal your image.
所以我们要一旦知道说，原来上帝要在我们的家庭建立合他心意的。充满了神形象和样式的家庭的时候，他一定会赐下福气来的。
After we realize that God wants us to fulfill His heart, to reveal His image and likeness, God will definitely bless our family.
那他，上帝要赐福的这个家庭呢？他用什么样的方式？我们要知道他的过程呢是怎么样，能够让他的形象和样式呢在家庭里面。表达出来呢？
So what is his ways and process? to fulfill his heart.
那就是生养众多，遍满地面。
That is to be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth.
这个就是我们刚才 James 所提的。
That's what Brother James has mentioned.
这是 process.
This is process, 过程。
过程。所以我们人有时候把原则跟过程倒过来了。
Sometimes we reverse the principle and the process.
那你会常常产生混乱。
You will be confused.
这是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
生养众多，遍满地面。
Be fruitful and increase in number.
这是我们中国人做的最好的。
We Chinese people have the best demonstration.
我们真的是生养众多。
We really are very fruitful.
并且遍满地面。
And also increase the number, fill the earth.
但是我们生养众多，遍满地面呢？我们是不是？在神的形象和样式的这个前提之下，生养众多，遍满地面呢？
But are we really fruitful and increase number based on the principle to be like His image and likeness?
在接下来，当神要把这个形象和样式充满的时候呢，他必须有一个平台，必须有一个 stage。
In order to fulfill his heart, there has to be a stage.
那这个平台是什么呢？
What is this stage?
那就是治理这地，还有管理活物。
That is to manage, to subdue the earth and manage the living creatures.
要治理这个地，要管理活物的话，我们就这个部分呢，今天我们一般的说法就是叫做我们的工作。
This is what we call our job, is to subdue the earth and manage the living creatures.
所以今天我们很努力的在那里学习，要进很好的大学。事实上，你就是在预备能够从事一份的工作。
So that's why we study so hard and prepare to get into the best college because we want to find a job.
各位年轻人，你们都在准备，可能将来要往一个好的大学去。
Young people, I think you're all prepared to get into a good college.
而且是最好是离父母越来越远越远的地方越好。
Especially the colleges try to be stay as far as from your parents.
但是你有没有想到，你在那里预备你将来要能够从事一份工作的真正的重点是在哪里吗
？Have you ever think about what's the key point that you need to find a good job?
为什么我要找一个好的大学
？Or why you want to find the best college?
因为你要有一份好的工作。
Because you want to get a good, decent job.
但是这一份工作的目的是为着要让神的形象和样式在你这个工作的平台上面表现得出来。
But it is to fulfill God's heart to reveal His likeness and image on this platform. Is that's your job?
并不是说在学校里面我只注意 GPA 是多少而已。
That doesn't mean I'm only focus my GPA in school.
我可以 GPA 很好。
I can have very high GPA.
我可以彰显上帝的荣耀。
But I also can reveal God's glory.
把他的形象和样式表达出来。
And also can perform His image and likeness.
我可以成绩不怎么好。
I can also be a so-so student.
我照样可以彰显上帝的形象和样式。
I still can reveal His image and likeness.
有的人说，如果成绩不是很好，怎么能够彰显上帝的形象和样式呢？
People say, if he's just every student, how can he reveal God's image?
因为上帝给我的能力就这么多。
Because this is the ability God has given us.
我也尽了我的努力。
And I try my best.
我的最后的成绩就这么多。
And this is my final report.
但是在这样的情况之下，有的人为了要超越这个成绩，他去作弊。
But some people want to...Get over in order to get a better report, he cheated.
在这个时候，我照样可以彰显上帝的形象和样式。
So at this point in time, I still can reveal God's glory and image.
我是用一个诚实的态度来考试。
Because I'm taking the test with an honest attitude.
所以事实上，上帝的形象和样式彰显的平台，是我们每天生活各个地方都可以彰显的。
So in the stage to fulfill God's heart could be anywhere in your life, daily.
最后，上帝没有忘记我们的需要。
The last part is God did not forget our need.
他对我们成全他心意，他有供应的。
God will always provide.
Supply for us.
He will always supply for us.
那就是食物。
That's our food.
我们中国人得天独厚。
We Chinese are so blessed.
特别是广东人。
Especially Cantonese.
我们做的中国菜特别好吃。
We have the best Chinese food.
你要吃那个 dim sum 吗？
你们吃点心吗？
吃的时候你要知道。
When you eat, you have to remember.
吃饭真正的目的是要让神的形象和样式彰显出来。
When you eat, remember, you need to reveal God's image and likeness.
所以我们的吃相也很重要。
So the way you eat is very important.
所以这么样丰富的预备
So with such abundant provision
从神最起初的心里面真正的意愿呢他告诉了我们
From the very beginning He already revealed His intention
他的形象和样式
His image and likeness
为了要成全这个形象和样式呢所以他有一个原则他就是要赐福给我们
In order to fulfill His imageA likeness, he gives us a principle, which is his blessing.
这有一个过程，这个过程就是生养众多，遍满地面。
Is to be fruitful and increase in number.
而且要成全这个心意呢，有一个平台给提供给我们。
And also, there's a stage to fulfill his heart.
治理这地，管理活物。
That is subdue the earth and manage the living creatures.
也就是在我们的工作上。我们要彰显神的形象和样式。
That means we need to reveal His image and likeness, and at our work.
我们的需要，我们的需要的食物，他也供应给我们。
He will also provide all the food we need.
所以，当神把这样的心意、这样的创造成全在神所设立的第一个家庭的时候
，So when God fulfilled His heart in the first family He created,
神看着这一切说。都甚好。
He said everything is good.
Very good.
Very good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是有盼望的人。
So brothers and sisters, we are people with hope.
我们要恋爱。
We need to fall in love.
我们恋爱如果是按照神的形象和样式来恋爱的话。
If we follow God's image and likeness to fall in love.
我们按照神的形象和样式来成就婚姻
And also we have our own marriage after his image and likeness
我们按照神的形象和样式来建立家庭
Also we set our own family after his image and likeness
在上帝的手里一样也不缺
We were in need of nothing in his hand
我们刚才所走过的一个过程你就注意到事实上工作是在很后面的次序。
After going through the process, you can see our job actually is in the very latter part of this.
今天很多的家庭受到很多的痛苦的原因，因为他把次序倒过来了。
Today, a lot of families are suffering because they reverse the process.
做丈夫的，做妻子的，他们以工作为第一优先。
A lot of husband and wife, they put their job number first.
不是以上帝的形象和样式作为第一优先。
They did not put God's image and likeness as a priority.
所以我们一定会遇到很多实在说不出来为什么会还是这样 不愉快不幸福的家庭呢
That's why a lot of people have unspoken need and also pain in their family.
因为家庭是上帝设立的。
Because our family was set up by our God.
他有完整的计划
He has a complete plan
非常清楚的原则
Very detailed principle
我们人只要顺服他的原则
If we can follow his principle
充满爱和幸福快乐的家庭一定会呈现在我们家里
A family full of love and blessing will definitely appear in our life
上帝的话语是那样的严谨
God's word is so clear
我们如果顺服的时候，你就得到极大的恩典。
When we follow His principle, we will receive greatest blessing.
就不需要花很多的时间去找 counselor.
We don't need to spend a lot of time looking for counselor.
他们可能就要失业了。
The counselor will be out of job.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们借着这一系列，我们要来探讨你怎么样去恋爱。
Brother and sister, we will study a series of this topic, and then we will understand why we need to fall in love.
为什么要建立要有婚姻
？Why we need family, marriage?
为什么要有家庭
？Why we need to have family?
所以希望年轻人你们也要注意，这个信息是为着你们的。
Young people, please pay attention. This message is also for you.
你如果在恋爱上面出了大错
，If you make a big mistake.In your love,
你会很痛苦的。
You will suffer.
你如果在婚姻上发生错误的话
，If we make mistakes in our marriage,
你没有办法形容的痛苦会在你生命中经验的。
You will experience indescribable pain in your life.
所以上帝为你而预备。
So God has already prepared for you.
盼望我们大家一起学习。
Hope we can learn together.
可能当中有些人在这个过程中你受了伤害过。
Maybe some of you have been hurt during the process.
有无法诉说的痛苦在你里面。
You have indescribable pain in your heart.
有许多的眼泪。
You have lots of tears.
盼望你把它交在上帝的手里。
I ask you to hand this into God's hand.
他能够使你的眼泪变成珍珠。
He will transform your tears into pearls.
使其他许多的人能够得到帮助。
And also become many others' blessings.
也盼望靠着主的恩典，你有力量再往前走。
And also, I hope that depending on His grace, you have the strength to move forward.
愿上帝赐福你们的家庭。
May God bless your family.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
盼望你继续对我们说话。
We ask you continue to speak to us.
对我们的家来说话。
Also speak to our family.
愿你的手在我们家显明出来。
Make your hands reveal in our family.
带领我们的家庭。
Lead our family.
盼望你的心能够得到满足。
Make your heart be fulfilled.
你的形象和样式在我们家能够显出来。
And also, you may reveal your likeness and image in our family.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.